technology as an accelerator, not a creator, of momentum. When Jim Johnson became CEO of Fannie Mae, following David Maxwell, he and his leadership team hired a consulting firm to conduct a technology audit. The lead consultant, Bill Kelvey, used a four-level ranking, with four being cutting edge and one being stone age. Fannie Mae ranked only a two. So, following the principle of first who, Kelvey was hired to move the company ahead. When Kelvey came to Fannie Mae in 1990, the company lagged about 10 years behind Wall Street in the use of technology. Over the next 5 years, Kelvey systematically took Fannie Mae from a 2 to a 3.8 on the four-point ranking. He and his team created over 300 computer applications, including sophisticated analytical programs to control the $600 billion mortgage portfolio, online data warehouses covering 60 million properties, and streamlined workflows, significantly reducing paper and clerical effort. "We moved technology out of the back office and harnessed it to transform every part of the business," said Kelvey. "We created an expert system that lowers the cost of becoming a homeowner. Lenders using our technology reduced the loan approval time from 30 days to 30 minutes and lowered the associated costs by over $1,000 per loan. To date, the system has saved homebuyers nearly $4 billion. Notice that the Fannie Mae transition began in 1981 with the arrival of David Maxwell, yet the company lagged behind in the application of technology until the early 1990s. Yes, technology became of prime importance to Fannie Mae, but after it discovered its hedgehog concept and after it reached breakthrough. Technology was a key part of what Fannie Mae leaders called the second wind of the transformation and acted as an accelerating factor. The same pattern holds for Kroger, Gillette, Walgreens, and all the good-to-great companies. The pioneering application of technology usually came late in the transition and never at the start. This brings us to the central point of the chapter. When used right, technology becomes an accelerator of momentum, not a creator of it. The good-to-great companies never began their transitions with pioneering technology for the simple reason that you cannot make good use of technology until you know which technologies are relevant. And which are those? Those, and only those, that link directly to the three intersecting circles of the hedgehog concept.